After a 3-0 start, who thought this game would be this big at this point in the season?
The Bears roll into the Motor City looking to go 4-0 and increase their lead atop the division.
Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.
Welcome to Game Preview on ChicagoBears.com. I'm Larry Mayer along with Tom Thayer. And Tom, big game up in Detroit. I want to tap into your area of expertise right away, the offensive line. The Bears go against a Lions defensive line that features Ndamukong Suh, Nick Fairley, probably the best set of tackles in the league. What's the greatest challenge to containing them?
Just containing them. That is the biggest challenge, is make sure they don't get outside of their ability. You know, you're going to have three guys and two guys on the inside a lot of time, the influence of the offense, misdirection plays. So don't make them seem bigger than the other nine guys that are on the field. Just make sure you have an organized game plan going in, not necessarily because where Fairley and Ndamukong Suh are. Just take another step in the process of developing your offense. But I think when you get an understanding of the Chicago Bears offense, I think they dictate now the way the defense has to play against the Bears. When you look at the talent and the way they're distributed across the field, there's going to be Detroit Lion concerns too. So this isn't a game where it has to be totally consumed by what Detroit's defense is going to do, because they're consumed by what the Bears' offense can do.
Tom, let's look at the other side of the ball. Another amazing defensive performance by the Bears in Pittsburgh. Five takeaways, two touchdowns by the defense. It's unbelievable. But they did give up a lot of passing yards. Roethlisberger threw for over 400 yards, a lot of big plays. I know they want to eliminate that. How much of a concern is that, all those yards going into a game against a guy like Matthew Stafford?
It's always a concern, but then you have to go out there and you have to correct it. Ben Roethlisberger is one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL, and Matthew Stafford's very good. So it's, again, the continuous development of the defensive game plan. Are you going to have the luxury of being able to blitz Matthew Stafford, or do you have to be concerned about the coverages because of Calvin Johnson? So I think during the week process, you have to investigate what Detroit is doing very well right now, and then you have to be concerned about Reggie Bush. Is he going to be healthy enough to go out and be a real threat? So I think when you devise a game plan, there's a lot of different areas of concern. Running back, if Reggie Bush is their quarterback, because of Stafford, and downfield because of Calvin Johnson. So this is definitely a three-tier game plan against this talented offense.
Tom, when the Bears did get to the quarterback in Pittsburgh, it seemed like they did it through the blitz. They still need to get more pressure from their defensive front, and losing Henry Melton certainly isn't going to help with a season-ending knee injury. How big of a blow is that for the defense to overcome?
Whenever you lose your franchise player, it's a blow to any team. However, Zach Minter's going to have to step up to the plate. Stephen Pye is playing really well. They still have Nate Collins. And, you know, the maneuverability of a guy like Julius Peppers and Corey Wooten and Shea McClellan, their versatility gives there a lot of changes that can happen on the defensive line. So, yeah, losing Henry Melton is a big shock. But part of the process of the NFL is that next guy that gets an opportunity, this is what he's waited his whole life for.
Tom, this week's Twitter question is from Carolyn Wood. She wants to know, will Charles Tillman get help with Calvin Johnson on the other side now that Nate Burleson is out of the game with a broken arm?
It's a great question by Carolyn. And I think the fact of the matter is Charles hasn't had a lot of help with Calvin Johnson since they've played throughout their career. But during the course of the game, everybody's going to be responsible at some time, way, shape, or form to cover the talented receiver. But don't look for them to line up a bunch of guys behind Charles Tillman, because he's still the best cornerback in the division.
Tom, it's time to make your case for a player that you think is going to have a big impact in the game on Sunday. Who's it going to be?
I'm going to go with Tim Jennings. You know, kind of a peculiar guy. I think sometimes when you're not Calvin Johnson, you're going to get attacked a lot more by whatever receiver you're covering. So I think Tim Jennings is going to have a great opportunity to stand in front of one, maybe two of Matthew Stafford's passes.
You might be thinking alike, because I was going to pick Tim Jennings, but I decided before to pick Martellus Bennett. I think Martellus played really unselfishly in Pittsburgh. They asked him to stay in a lot to block, to protect the quarterback. I think he's going to get out and score maybe two more touchdowns in the red zone on Sunday in Detroit. Tom, great analysis as always. It's going to be really fun to go up to Detroit, see if the Bears can go to 4-0. He's Thayer. I'm Mayer. Thanks for joining us on Game Preview.
Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, the Xerox company.